This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Defense Department says an American airstrike on Friday against an Islamic State Afghan affiliate group resulted in the deaths of two important members of the group. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said two high-profile ISIS-K targets were killed and another was injured. He added they know of no civilian injuries. Kirby would not discuss any capabilities IS may have suffered after the U.S. attack, but did say the militant group lost a planner and lost a facilitator. Less than 48 hours after the deadly explosion outside Kabul's airport, U.S. military forces retaliated with the drone strike. ISIS-K has claimed responsibility for the devastating suicide bomber explosion on the perimeter of Kabul's airport Thursday, in which at least 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members were killed. The U.S. strike targeted a person in Nangarhar province whom the military believed had been responsible for planning deadly attacks on the U.S. in Kabul. The Taliban have deployed extra forces around Kabul's airport to prevent large crowds from gathering after the deadly suicide attack. The massive U.S.-led airlift winding down ahead of an August 31st deadline, with many allies having completed their own operations. The Taliban on Saturday set up new layers of checkpoints on roads leading to the airport. VOA News is covering the stories of the U.S. service members who were killed in Kabul on Thursday. The remains of those U.S. troops killed are headed home to the U.S. as of Saturday. We continue to follow the story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Saturday that Hurricane Ida is expected to continue intensifying as it moves across the Gulf of Mexico. The center says it made landfall in Cuba on Friday and could hit the southern U.S. state of Louisiana as a Category 4 storm on Sunday. Forecasters fear the storm could have winds of 193 kilometers per hour when it makes landfall over Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency for all of Louisiana and called on residents to evacuate. He said residents should be in their evacuation location by Saturday evening. China's defense ministry protested about the passage of a U.S. Navy warship and Coast Guard cutter through the waters between China and Taiwan. Taiwan, the self-governing island claimed by China. The statement Saturday posted on the ministry's website called the move provocative and said it shows that the United States is the biggest threat to peace and stability and the creator of security risks in the 160-kilometer wide Taiwan Strait. The USS Kidd guided missile destroyer and Coast Guard cutter Monroe sailed through the strait Friday in international waters, according to the U.S. Navy. Such exercises are seen as a warning to China, which recently conducted drills near Taiwan and has not renounced the use of force if needed to bring the island under its control. Gaza health officials say a 12-year-old Palestinian boy has died of his wounds. They say he was shot in the head by Israeli fire during a violent demonstration at the Gaza-Israeli border last week. Hassan Abu Al-Nil died on Saturday after he was shot August 21st during the demonstration organized by Gaza's Hamas rulers to protest the crippling blockade imposed by Egypt and Israel. Over 40 Palestinians were wounded when Palestinian protesters began throwing rocks and explosives at Israeli troops near the fortified border. Israeli troops responded by opening fire, wounding over 40 Palestinians. An Israeli soldier remains in critical condition after being shot in the head from point-blank range. Indian authorities reported more than 46,700 new coronavirus infections. That's the highest number of cases in nearly 2 months, a surge that occurred after a festival in the southern state of Kerala. India has the world's second largest number of COVID-19 infections and deaths after the United States. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.